Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
welcome to the Greg and Sophia Vibe. I got Sophia right here. What's up, baby?
Hey, everybody. Good day to you all. Hope you're all well.
Oh, man. How is it there, babe? It is raining overcast here, and it's been a long-ass day. How about you?
It's been wet. it's been a wet day. Raining here, too. So, raining in New York,
okay.
Raining in the UK. So, yeah, it's been cold.
I got a couple things I want to say. One, we have found a home for Greg's TV Network and G Radio. And Sophie, I'll tell you more about it. These guys called me up today. I've been looking at this place for the last year. So they finally came around. So we'll talk more about that later. But it's going to be a beautiful spot. Greg's TV is going to be 10th Avenue, 37th between 10th and 11th. So
that's fantastic.
10,000 square feet. Yeah, so we're going to be live TV. we're going to be live TV, live radio, a podcast or whatever.
Fantastic.
But everybody in the UK, everybody in the US, the books are being sent out every day. Now, in the U.S., you guys sent media mail, so it's going to take about 4 to 5 days for it to get to you. But you will get them. In the U.K., it'll get there in 4 or 5 days as well. So we want to thank everybody for ordering our book. Right, babe?
Yeah, absolutely. Without your support, everybody, you know, this wouldn't have, you know, been a dream for us that's come true. So, you know, thank you so much for everybody that's actually, you know, ordered the book. And we can't wait, you know, to get your feedback, actually, as well. So everybody
yes.
that actually gets
yes.
their book, it would be great if you have social media. We would be so eternally grateful if you wouldn't mind taking a picture with the book and
right.
And posting. We are going to be setting up Emma's own Facebook page as well very, very soon. So
right.
that's going to be something that you'll be able to all sort of follow as well. So, again,
and thank Instagram.
You.
Yes.
And Instagram.
We're going to
yeah,
do Instagram.
And,
right.
Yeah, and hopefully TikTok. Well, I mean, listen, it's work in progress, everybody. It's work
right.
in progress, but
like
we're
we
getting
are.
There. So
like we
really
are
exciting.
As people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like we
absolutely.
Are as people. We're always work in progress. But now, also know this,
yeah.
guys, we are on, we're going to come back on Saturday and do the Quiet Storm.
Yeah.
With Sophia and I, and we're going to feature the music of Earth, Wind, and Fire. So,
yeah,
happy
right.
about that. So,
yeah,
guys, I'm
really
sorry
looking
that
forward
I don't have
to
a lot of energy. Right, I'm so sorry, guys. I don't have a lot of energy today because Sophia's getting over COVID. I'm about 60%, and after the radio show, I got to run back to another studio and take 2 more 30-frame-a-second shows. So, and I've been going since 7 o'clock this morning. So, and I probably won't finish until 1:30 this morning. But all is well on our end, right? Right, babe?
Absolutely, 100%. All is good. It's just, I think, like you said, obviously, you know, I've not been great with COVID. I feel it's really weird, really. And I want to talk about COVID because I think COVID sort of,
okay.
you know, went out of fashion. As we would say, everybody realized that
right.
COVID was a bit of a fluke, let's put it that way. But do you know what? Because I've had COVID a couple of times now. But for like
right,
3 or 4
right.
days, oh, my God, it knocked me off my feet. Really, really
yeah.
knocked me off my feet. And it's rife again. And it worries me sick because you just worry about it. Obviously, it's nowhere near as bad as what it was originally.
Well,
however, you know, mm-hmm. just watch out, everybody. Just keep yourselves as, you know, as, safe, really. It really did knock me off my feet for about 4 or 5 days. But, you know, I've been hearing that there's a new strain of this, you know, flu or whatever it is that's really not good at this moment in time. So, yeah, I just sending out vibes of, you know, health and healing to those who might not be very well at the moment. So, yeah, we're getting back on track, aren't we? We're getting back on track.
Yes,
so.
We are. Yes. Because here in the U.S., COVID in New York is on the rise again. It's on the rise again in New York. It's on the rise in California. I am blessed, and I am very fortunate. I've been around people all in 2020 that I had people had COVID 5 or 6 times. I did not have COVID, nor did I take the stick, the prick.
Well, the best thing best thing you did, Greg, is not take it. And I'm one, let me tell you something, I did take it, and I've had health problems ever since taking it. And I know this is a controversy, you know, controversial for some people, but I really don't care. But, you know, I am the same way. I got myocarditis out of this, you know, from the COVID jab, which I actually thought I was having a heart attack at one point. And it happened twice. There's so many people really don't know. And I think, you know, I mean, I'm a bit of a conspiracist, as you know.
Me too.
Greg,
you know, we both are.
I think there was definitely a world agenda in place for this, you know, and I know some people think it's...
I agree.
But I think there was definitely a way of trying to control the populations. And
Absolutely.
You know, we are the ones that were the guinea pigs. And the only reason I took it... and. Stupidly, because I won't let my kids take it. Not a chance.
Right, that's good.
You know, the only reason I took it is because I had to travel.
You had to travel. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You had to have, you know, all of the jabs, and I wish I hadn't taken it, if I'm honest with you. But hey-ho, it is what it is.
Right.
But,
I definitely wasn't going to take it. And, you know, fortunately, I don't have to travel commercially. But I just refuse to take it because I'm like you. I'm much on a conspiracy theorist. And that, you know, this is all planned to control population. But that's my opinion. And
it
okay.
is.
But you know what? I just want you guys to do this. Take care of yourselves. Like, I eat right. Eat right. And I've been taking this thing called black seed oil. Black seed oil, it helps with respiratory immune system. If you look it up, I take a teaspoon of that every day, every morning when I get up. And I've done that for the last 15 years. And as they say, COVID attacks your respiratory, right? And I guess because black seed oil, that's one of the main functions that keeps your respiratory system up. So I have been very fortunate. Guys, if you want to talk to us and tell us what you think, call us at 563-999-3555. This computer system is down, and I can't see how many people are listening to us. I mean, yeah, I can't see anything because the system's down, but they're still trying to revamp. I think that they're trying to revamp the whole system. That's why we were having problems last week. But, give us a call, guys, and let us know what you think. Because, I mean, there's so many things going on in the world that, like, for instance, you know, again, call me a conspiracy theorist. Hurricanes have never happened in the state of California. Now, you guys know that Russia sent up an unmanned spaceship, and it crashed. And for some people, trust me, when something goes into orbit, we have hundreds of thousands of satellites, and I know this for a fact. Trust me on that. And that affects climate control. It affects the ecosystem.
This has been something, Greg, that you know I've been told, and through people that you know quite high up in areas as well, who you know there is again, people are going to probably sit down and say, oh, my God, what are they talking about? But they talk about things that control the weather, Greg, you know, controlling the weather. If we look at what we can do, I mean, if you look at the world of AI now and you look at everything, believe me, you can actually produce something that can control how we manage the weather around the world. I'm sure there is.
Absolutely.
We can't be so naive as to think that, listen, there's a much bigger agenda, people. There is a much bigger agenda.
Right.
We
right.
don't say too
and
much.
And that's not conspiracy.
Because,
that's not being a conspiracy.
Yeah, and
that's true.
No, that's not conspiracy. Anybody with a brain
no, right.
knows, you know,
right.
That
right.
there is a much bigger agenda. And at the same time,
absolutely.
You know, there is, you know, that there are a lot of people that, you know, understand this and know this. And there's a lot
right.
of people that
right.
will just follow, you know, sheep, as we would call.
Right.
You know,
right.
they believe
right.
everything that's in the media. There are things there to control
right.
us
right.
on TV, you name it, et
right.
cetera, as well. So
right.
listen,
right.
I'm
right.
very, very passionate about this as well. And
right.
I just find it, there's just so many, listen, I am a religious person, but I don't push my views on anybody, and I don't, you know, I don't talk
right.
about religion as a general rule. But, you know, when you look at and read the Bible, we're living in hell at the moment, believe me. We are living in a world that is just, and this is from, you know, I'm not pushing this on anybody, by the way. This is just my
right.
perspective
right.
on
right.
this, okay? There
right.
are people that
right.
don't believe
right.
in God, which is absolutely fine.
Right.
I'm just saying... When I
right.
when I look at things and I think, you know, and we see what's going on in the world and all the different things that are going around, you know, from wars to all of the different things that are happening, some really negative
right.
things are happening in the world at this moment in time.
Right.
You know,
right.
It just,
yeah, right.
it just makes you think, you know, is the Bible, you know, is the Bible what the Bible saying?
Is the Bible
is it
right.
going to happen?
Right. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
right.
it's,
right.
I just
right.
think it's... It's a very uncertain world that we live in. That's all I can say.
Right.
It's a very uncertain world that we live in.
Right.
And it's
right.
I think we're living. I think we are living in quite a scary time.
Yeah,
you know,
very much
and
so.
The uncertainty of things. Yeah, yeah. The uncertainty. You know,
well,
the cost of everything. Look at people are being pushed to their limit. People that you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, petrol has risen again. Food. People are not
yep.
going to be able to,
yep.
you know, feed themselves
right.
soon. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And
right.
this is why I'm so passionate about wanting to try and help, Greg. You know,
right.
well, we talk
right.
about it all the
right.
time, you know, charity.
Right, yes.
But it shouldn't be down to us only. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right,
if it's not,
right. Absolutely.
If it's not
absolutely.
For people.
Absolutely.
That, if it's not just for philanthropists who are doing the good and trying to help people,
right.
people would suffer
right.
so badly at this moment in time.
Absolutely.
You know, nobody should be homeless in 2023,
right.
Greg. Nobody
right.
should
That's
have to
I
worry
agree.
About feeding their families in 2023. You know,
right.
all
right.
of these
That's
things
right.
that are happening
right,
are just... I just find it so saddening. And if I I've said to you, Greg, and I, you know, our vision is to, I want to help as many people in future
right.
as I possibly can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's our mission. That is our mission. That's our
yeah,
mission, remember?
Is.
That is our mission, you know? You know?
And I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry if this is a little bit serious for people today, but it's not all
no,
about
that's
serious.
Okay. No, that's okay. No, we need to talk
well,
about it.
But I think... I
yeah.
just think it's,
well, we need to talk about it. Sophia.
You know,
we're
here to talk about things. And sometimes, you know, we're made to be quiet. Sometimes we're not allowed
mm-hmm.
to speak for fear of speaking,
mm-hmm.
for the threats
right.
and everything
right.
else that come. I know I'm protected. I say
mm-hmm.
no more.
Yeah.
I know
yes,
I'm protected in the sense that, yeah, that I, you know, I just want to sort of raise profile on some of these things because I think, you know,
right.
we all need to do our own bit, and I think we all need to help,
right, right.
you know, help as much
right.
as we possibly can. But
absolutely.
I think we need to open our eyes, people. I think we really do need to open our eyes to, you know, what is really happening in the world at this moment in time.
Right.
Some
That's
people
true,
may
because
think,
a lot of people,
you know,
babe. A lot of people I just don't understand that, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, do your own research. Don't listen to the news. That is why.
Absolutely.
That is why I control every part of my infrastructure. Our infrastructure, we cover TV, communication, transportation. We cover all it all. We do it all. So nobody can manipulate us. And that's what the media does. The media is nothing like it used to be. You know, it used to be one of those things where we check the facts. And lately, they haven't checked the facts. People just report who gets it out there first. And I think that's insane.
Yeah.
That's totally insane. You know, so you know what? We're going to take a quick break for a second. We'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Greg and Sophia Vibe here on G-Radio New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music and music for your soul. We're back. So you're right, Sophia. You know what? I don't know if you heard, but New York is what they call a sanctuary city, okay? And a sanctuary city is where people can come if they get here in America, and police can't or immigration can't ask you for ID to see if you live here. Now, I feel a certain way about that because right now, before we had an influx of immigrants, I don't know if the UK has it, but we had an influx of immigrants. We're getting about 10,000 to 15,000 immigrants a day. Now,
here's the thing too.
Before that, we already had 65,000 homeless people that are in New York. And now we got, you know, I don't know. It's crazy. We talked about that on TV today. We have failed humanitarians. humans drastically. We need to start looking out for one another and doing, helping out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't do that. I don't understand why. This environment that we live in is crazy.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is, and again, I don't like going into politics too much, but this is my own, again, and I talk very openly about this because this is my own, right. This is my own personal opinion. You know, one of the things that I get really frustrated with, immigrants that come into countries, I have no issue with immigrants that are coming in that want to better their lives, Greg.
Better themselves, want a better life for their children, etc., etc., okay? Right.
My parents are immigrants.
Right.
So what I'm saying to you, I have no issue with this. What I do have an issue is for people that have paid their taxes and worked in this country all of their lives and have, you know, paid their taxes and things, and when you see them homeless on the streets, you know, immigrants are coming into this country, and asylum seekers, as we would call them, are coming into this country now, Greg, and the country, our governments, okay, are giving them, and these are illegal immigrants, Greg, they're giving them a home, a house to live in, they are giving them money on a card to live off, they are giving them all of these things, and the people, their own people, people that have worked all of their lives, paid their taxes, you know, who are down on their luck, they are not helping, you know, and not too far from where I live, there was a massive, what's the word I'm looking for, you know, when they demonstrate, a demonstration, Yeah, the hotel here, I'm not saying where, but, you know, where one of the hotels here, literally, they're filled with illegal immigrants. You know, the problem is, Greg, you know, the problem that has arisen is that crime is on the up, you know, and things are happening. And it's just really frustrating for me. Like I said, I think we need to help people as much as we possibly can, but help the people that are coming in with families, people that we need, you know, I'm not saying, but limit it. You know, do what, you know who's got it right? The Australians. Bloody Australians have got it right. Nobody's getting into their country, you know, unless they're qualified to actually go into that country. And I don't know.
It's hard to get into that country as a tourist.
Well, darling, it's, you know, the people are trying to get over to England on dinghies, and these are people that are paying people thousands and thousands of pounds. Who are some of them are dying, but obviously border control are picking them up, bringing them back into the UK. You know, they're coming in from France, and it's a situation where once they land in the UK, that's it. It's done. It's done and done. I'm not saying that. Like I keep on saying, genuine asylum seekers, genuine. And we know that a lot of the asylum seekers that have come through into these countries, some of them are terrorists, Greg. You know,
absolutely.
They're not. You know, and they're going, they're slipping through the net. And there's the fear, you know, it's been since, you know, it's the fear of everything happening again. It's been quiet for a few years, hasn't it? It's been very quiet for a few years. We haven't heard as much that's been going on. But you know what? I think they're building up to something, Greg. I really do.
Yep, absolutely.
It scares the hell out of me. Okay?
Absolutely. Sophia, I'm with you. You know, again, we think alike. That's why we're partners. We're on the same wavelength.
Some people may think I'm, you know, I'm trying to be as logical as possible, and I don't really voice my views on other people. You know, I don't bring it up in discussion, but I just think these things need to be said because a lot of people are scared to say it, okay? And I just think that, and like I said, everybody, this is my own personal opinion, by the way. I'm not educated enough to understand the whole ins and outs of what goes on. I'm sure there's other things that go on as well. So before anybody shoots me down, I'm just saying that this is my own personal opinion. I just think we need to start helping our own people. You know, I come from an immigrant background, but my parents came to this country, Greg, with nothing in their pockets. And my mom slept on a kitchen floor for years when she came into this country and worked her bottom off. They never claimed off the state.
Right.
My parents never once claimed off the state. Okay, they never helped them financially, etc. They came, you know, a matter of pennies in their pockets and worked all hours God sends, you know, to feed themselves, to clothe themselves, to put a roof over their head, and then obviously finally, you know, get married, have a family, you know, and set up their businesses.
Right.
These are the people that, you know, sweat blood, you know, blood, sweat and tears to actually go into building a life for themselves in this country. I have no issue with people that want to come here and actually build a better life for their families, you know, from war-torn, you know, countries, etc. I understand that.
Right.
However, we have to limit it to a certain amount, and we have to be realistic. We have to think of our own, and we have to think about the people of the country that aren't, who need, you know, the state's help. But kids that are homeless, you know, people that have, you know, gone down.
Right.
You could listen. From a flick of a finger, Greg, something could happen.
Huh?
I could lose, you know, somebody could lose their job, get divorced, have a problem, and they could be homeless. But these people have probably worked all their lives or had, and the state is not there to help or support them. And this is what frustrates me more than anything else, when you have illegal immigrants that come into the country, that the state are, they're going to house them, they're going to put a roof over their head, they're going to feed them, they're going to give them money to live on, et cetera, et cetera. And they've done nothing for this country. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right,
so that's where my frustration
lies. Absolutely.
I just think we need to help our own. And that's, and I'm talking from a British perspective. I can't talk about the American perspective. That's where you come in.
Right.
You know.
But you guys have it worse than we do. See, when in America, you can travel. See, we worry about our borders. Getting in our borders, Mexico, people coming from Mexico, people coming from other countries get to Mexico and try to cross the border. And that's where our immigrants come from. But you guys have this thing, guys. Europe has this thing called the Schengen area. Schengen area.
You've got Schengen. We're not part of Schengen.
Yeah.
We're not part of Schengen. But
in
Europe, they do have a Schengen area as well. The difference in the UK and why we get so much of an influx, Greg, is that our medical. So we have the National Health Service, you know. And we have one of the best health services, and I'm really proud of the NHS.
If not the best.
No, it's been put under so much pressure that it's gonna fold sooner or later because they cannot keep up with the influx. You know, they can't keep with cancer and all of these really life-threatening illnesses and not getting the actual, you know, not getting the medication and not getting the actual treatments that they need. And the governments are trying to cover over and they're trying to say that, you know, they're going to find the fastest way. You know, they're lying when they say that they're trying to, you know, find the fastest way of dealing with things or whatever it is. It's all a load of BS. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But again, like I said, the reason that the UK is such a people want to come is because they know that we're suckers. We're absolute suckers as a country. our government is a waste of space. Every politician is probably bought for. I just think, everything
like ours. Just like ours.
Yeah, I just oh, listen. I think anybody's got a price. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And God,
but with us,
on one tonight, aren't I? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I love it. I haven't talked to you all day. I haven't talked to you all day, so I know we usually talk 10 times a day, but we haven't talked at all today because I've been really busy filming. But in America, our health system. See, this is what I don't understand. Socialized medicine works for everybody in the world because healthcare is a right and not a privilege. We deserve healthcare. Like, but you know, you guys have socialized medicine where your country picks it up. We have to pay for ours. And let me tell you, I'm a single man. I'm 62 years old. I'm in good health. I get a physical every year. And do you know how much my health insurance is a month? $1,200. $1,200.
People can't afford that, Craig.
Right,
that's somebody's actual salary, my love. Some people don't even earn $1,200 a month. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So that goes to show you, people, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, we are very fortunate. And listen, I'm very pro United Kingdom. I love the United Kingdom. You know, like I said, my mom and dad, you know, I'm first generation Greek born in the UK. So my mom and dad emigrated to the UK back in the 50s, 60s, et cetera. And we were born, so me and my siblings were born here in the UK. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, my country, although my heritage is Cypriot, okay, Greek Cypriot.
Right.
But my country is the UK. I was born, bred, this is where I went to school. This is what has paid my, you know, salary for God knows how many years, you know, and this is where I've made my home, in essence. Don't get me wrong, my heritage, and I will always love my heritage, is Greek Cypriot, but Cyprus is not my home. It wasn't what's given me everything. The UK is what's given me everything here. So I just want the UK to prosper, and I do, you know, agree with some of the politicians that some people don't like, but I do. You know, we need to make Britain, you know, we need to make Britain Great Britain again. Unfortunately, it's not at this moment in time. And I think, you know, drastic things have to happen. And it's just, we're living in a very sad time at the moment. And they've used COVID. This is all pre-planned. I don't give a shit what anybody says, Greg, okay? This is all pre-planned. Using COVID as a way of actually bringing the changes and everything that they wanted to do worldwide.
Craziness.
To control the population.
Right.
And,
you know what?
And this is,
and
we've come out of COVID
and then a war
breaks out between Russia and Ukraine, for God's sake. Listen, you couldn't write about it. This is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is just.
Right, you couldn't make this up, right?
And oil prices shoot up, so our energy, you know, we can't heat our homes. We can't, you know, cook.
Right.
We can't do this because you're scared of, you know, using energy. You know, I know there's an agenda. I just know it. I know it.
Oh, absolutely.
But
you know what? You're right, though. You know what? It is an agenda because when we had COVID here, our country was shut down for.
Yeah.
I mean, literally for like 7 months, right? And two and a half years, it was 2 years here, but for 7 months, we couldn't go outside and the stores were closed and things like that, and we couldn't travel, whatever. I think it was 555,000 people died in America from COVID.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that's not an agenda? Come on.
We have technology. We were locked down for nearly 2 years, Greg, from 2020, March 2020, to the end of 2021, and I think we started to come out of it at the end of 2021, 22. So listen, I think there was a lot of stuff that went up, that was happening. You know, the Chinese had a way of being able to sort of, you know, listen, I better be careful, otherwise. I just think there's a lot of things that they don't want us to know, honey. There's a lot of things that they don't want us to know. And what they do want us to know, they're feeding us through the media, And people that are naive enough to believe the shit that they feed you.
And I know a lot of people that believe that dumb shit.
Yeah. But the majority of the world does. How many people are on this planet, Greg?
I know.
How many people are on 60 billion or something? Is it 60 billion people?
70 billion
on the, or something
people,
like that
right.
now?
Right.
Or is it
right.
more than that?
That's crazy,
I think
right?
it might be even
no,
more
it's like,
than
it's
that.
It's about 100 billion. Yeah, it's about 100 billion. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, I mean, and they're talking about, you know, there's too many people on the planet. And who was it? Was it Mr. Microsoft himself? What was his? No, or was it Bill Gates?
Yeah, Bill Gates.
I can't remember
Bill Gates.
Exactly.
Yeah, Bill Gates. Yeah, it was
Bill
Gates.
They need to get rid of a few billion people.
Right.
Off the planet, it's just like,
right.
Yeah, okay. And if there's no agenda, then I don't know. I just
right.
think if we
right.
look at all of, I've been, I'm on my soapbox.
No, actually, it's 8 billion. As of January 2023, 8 billion people on the planet. And that's
there's more than that, Greg. I'm sure there's got to be more than
that. No,
India has, God knows how many. India have got, what, 2 billion? 2 billion people in India alone? Or something like that. I'm sure that's more than 8 billion. Listen, forgive me. Anybody that knows, send it into the chat, please.
But listen, I'm looking at it now. The world population
clock.
Oh, okay. 8.1 billion people live 2023, 8 billion. For some reason, I think that's
okay.
small.
It
is
small.
You know, but that's what it says there, the world population.
I don't think that's actually quite right. But anyway, I could be wrong. Could be wrong. Like I said, I'm no expert here, guys. I mean, like I said, I just talk and, you know, speak about things I say. And I've been watching
right.
things on, and I think I mentioned this to you before, and it makes me physically sick when I think about it. It's things
mm-hmm.
like, you know, child trafficking and, you know, organ donation
right.
or not donation,
yeah.
organ harvesting,
know,
and all of these
right.
things. All of these things
right.
that are happening.
Yeah.
In 2023
yep.
to our children and things like this, and I'm thinking...
Cloning
my
people.
God. Cloning people,
mm.
yeah. It's mad.
Mm.
Uh-huh. We are living in a very uncertain world and a very sadistic world, if I have to say it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think we're living in a very
right.
sadistic world. I think we do need to find God again to a certain extent because... Everything seems
right.
to be
right.
even everything, you know, the music industry, Greg, and you're in the music industry as well, and we all see
yep.
it. And, but I'm not talking from that. You're not in one of those areas. But what I'm trying to say is that
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. who did they? Is it Dua Lipa? Not Dua Lipa. Who was it today? Who was it this week that apparently joined the Illuminati? And her old
yeah.
Oh my God, who is it?
I can't remember who it was. I can't remember who it was.
But again, and it's all of these things that all of these people that, you know, in music, in film or whatever it is,
right.
you
right.
know, doing these
the
really
entertainment
sadistic
industry.
Things.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
yeah,
the entertainment
yeah,
industry
yeah.
is really bad. Guys, we want to hear what you have to
yeah.
say. If anybody's out there, 563-999-3555. Hey, so let's take a quick break because I got to breathe.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break for a moment. We'll be right back, guys.
You got me. treated like a fool. Now who's been changing you?
You're listening to the Greg and Sophia Five here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul, the R&B music, the music for your soul. Sophia, we're back. We're back live.
Yeah.
How are you, girl? You all right?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Plodding on, as we do, plodding on.
Right. I
tell
everybody,
You've been a really busy boy today.
Babe. When, you know what? Like I say, when you wake up, you're winning. And I have been really
Absolutely.
Busy because today was the first day back in the brand new studio for 30 frames a second. I want to give a big shout out to Nat Wood and our camera crew, Sheila and Veronica, Corey Bryce, and all the crew at Manhattan Neighborhood Network for facilitating us to make our show better, our award-winning show better. Sophia, you're going to be on in November.
Okay.
She's going to be on our show. She's going to be on November. Yeah, November.
Okay.
So I want to give a shout out because we weren't live today. They weren't, so we have to take two more shows tonight. So we like to thank everybody, guys. We thank everybody because, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. So, you know, and Sophie is a conductor. So we all follow her lead. So,
no, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but yeah, it's all good. It's all exciting times.
There's
got a lot going on.
Yes, but you know what? We got to give a big shout out to Sophie because right now it's almost 11 o'clock there. 11, 7, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's midnight there almost.
It's midnight, right? 11:56. Yeah. 11:56.
Yes.
That's all right.
And she gets up like I do.
Yeah. I'm up at the crack of dawn. I can live without much sleep. It's fine.
Yeah, so can I. You know, I'm the same way because, you know what, Greg's jet is closed in the month of August, so I'm still, people say, oh, you're on vacation. No, not on vacation. I'm never on vacation. And the reason I'm playing so many tunes right now, I'm running around eating in our little studio. I'm eating because I haven't eaten. As Sophie said, every time we're talking to you, you gotta. I'm a growing boy, so I gotta have food, man.
I swear to God, everybody, this man is a gannet. I don't know what he. Well, I don't. When I say a gannet, the only time he decides to eat is when I've got really important things to discuss with him, and he's like, so I've got to get food. I'm like, oh.
No.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Mm. I got that. You know I'm always eating on the run, though.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's the life of an entrepreneur, Greg. You eat when you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have set lunch breaks. When was the last time we had a lunch break, Greg? Because I don't remember the last time I had a lunch break.
What is this lunch thing you talk about? I don't understand. We never have lunch breaks.
Greg, it was the same when I was in New York with you. It was like trying to get hold of you, and I was even in the same city as you. But sometimes, like, you know, madness. But like I said, it's the life of an entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur,
you know it too, because it happens to you. You're an entrepreneur, so you know what happens. You know, you sleep when you can, and see the thing of it is, Sophie has it worse than me because Sophie has two kids. You know, she has two kids, and she'll live. Mm-hmm. You know, like I say, a woman's work is never done.
Babe, it's quite amusing, really. You know, when, and listen, I'm not, there's super women out there, obviously, as well, you know, and the same as me, so there's nothing special from that perspective. But it was a really important day today because our son, my son got his results.
Did he get it? Tell Optimus, congratulations!
Yeah, thank you. So it's all really good. So he's choosing you know, what career path he wants to go down and sort of, he's, you know, I think it's really difficult, you know, Greg. And that's another thing I want to talk about.
Right, of course.
The amount of pressure that kids are put under, you know, to decide what they want to do. You know, a 17-year-old kid really hasn't got a clue to a certain extent what he, you know, what they want to do, what their lives.
Right.
And the pressure on exams, the pressure on all of this. And he is, listen, I'm really proud of him. So proud of him.
Right.
Take into consideration. And I don't talk very much about this, but my he'll always be my baby. Okay, always remember that. It doesn't matter whether he's 106,
that's baby boy.
He'll always be my always be my baby boy. He was 3 months premature when he was born. So he was born at 26 weeks, Greg. He was tiny. He was the size of the palm of my hand, literally. And you know,
but you
guys
can see him now. He's a good looking kid too.
He's gorgeous. He's a strapping man now. But he, you know, I'm so proud of him because, you know, he's been through so much in his life with you know, from an educational perspective. He's never found everything, you know, unbelievably, you know, easy. He's actually worked really hard. And he's done so phenomenally well. I'm just so proud of him.
Hey, Ultimus, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you, boy.
Yeah.
Baby boy, I'm proud of you. And baby girl. Proud of baby girl, too.
And baby girl.
Baby girl, too.
Yeah, baby girl, too. Yeah. But listen, it's all the kids out there in the UK that had their results today. Congratulations to everybody. And, you know, there's no losers. It's all winners because if you've learned something, whatever you've done and whatever you've done, you know, whether it, good, bad, or however in your exams, congratulations because you got through it and, you know, at the end of it, you've learned something from it. So, you know, congratulations to all the kids here that have had their exams and had their results today.
Right. Congratulations, everybody.
And this is where, this is where life begins now. They start to think about where they want to go and what they want to do. And I wouldn't want to be a kid nowadays, you know, Greg.
No. So, oh my God,
really
the pressure. Like growing up, we didn't have that. We had pressure, but we didn't have internet.
Not like
we didn't have cell phones.
Not like this.
No, it was crazy.
Oh, Greg, we lived in the best era, darling. We lived in the best era.
Yes,
I mean, obviously you're 11 years older than me. But
okay, really, did you?
You know,
really, we're going there. We're doing this.
but the thing is, we lived, and I think if you talk to all of our generation, you know, the 60s, the 70s, you know, the 80s,
they were the
best years as far as I was concerned. Honestly, they were just
I agree.
Listen, we talk about, you know, when I was a child and with my siblings, and I'm one of five, you know, we talk about our parents. They may not have had much, Greg. Seriously, my mum and dad didn't have.
Right.
I come from very humble beginnings. But the amount of love that, you know, we had from our parents and, you know, our extended families in, like, our cousins, because I've got a huge family of cousins. So, you know, one of my aunties had, God knows, 8 kids. Another one had, you know, 5 kids, blah, 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 you know, 2 massive families either side. So we were brought up with, you know, as big fat Greek families, as we would say. And
we did everything
together. So we used to go every Sunday. My mum and dad used to say, like my dad would say to my mum, Greg, get the kids ready. Tomorrow we're going to go, I don't know, we're going to go to the beach or whatever it is. And then the whole of the Greek clan would all pile together. They'd get all of their kids together. And what we used to do, Greg, and this is why, you know, when we're talking about cookouts, you know, when we're talking about barbecues, everybody used to take their own, like, huge, proper Greek barbecues. Everybody used to take this. So it was about 15 cars. We'd have 15 barbecues out. And we don't do burgers and things like that. You know what I'm saying? We'd have, pork and blocky, and we'd have all of these things.
Have
and I remember the footage.
Are you still doing now? Guys, you don't understand, guys. Listen, Sophia had me did a video of a Greek barbecue. Guys, it's a party. Because Sophia got 3,700 brothers, you know, so And all the cousins.
You love to exaggerate. You do love to exaggerate. No, I have three brothers and one sister.
She said she has three brothers. I saw 3,700 of them. You know, they look like 37. Are you my sister's business partner, huh? What? You better treat her right. You know, they said it all in Greek, and I understood it.
Yeah. It's all good. But, yeah, it's just reminiscing, going back to what we're talking about. Life has changed so considerably. I just wouldn't want to be a kid nowadays. Honestly, they have it bloody hard.
No.
Do you know my little girl will turn around to me and she'll say, Mom, I wish I was born in your era. Because we sit around, talking. We sit around talking about what we used to get up to as kids. And one of the stories, and I've got to tell you this, Greg, because we were talking about, uncles were talking to her about the things that they used to get up to. How they didn't kill each other, I'll never know. Because they used to, they used to play cowboys and Indians. But they used to make their own arrows. They used to sharpen these arrows, and these arrows could kill you, literally. And one of them got it stuck in their backside, in their ass. It's like they were doing this thing. And honestly, you should see that, like, my daughter and my son are just laughing away. I mean, some of the stuff we used to get up to. I was the youngest, Greg. I was the youngest of the five, and they used to
daddy
dance
girl.
Because I was the baby. When we used to go playing in the back garden, and my dad had his roses where his pride and joy.
Right.
You know, my dad was an unbelievable gardener.
Right.
Everybody that knew my dad. And my mom used to go and wash seats. By the way, they never had washing machines in those days, Greg, and they didn't have things like that. My mom used to boil all of her, like a big pot, and she used to boil all of her sheets and wash them, and they were brilliant white. Yeah, I tell you what, they would be white. Pure as snow. She used to go and put them on the. It smelled good. Yeah, and she used to put them on the washing line. And the boys, you know what they used to do? This is why I'm saying to you, typical boy behaviour. They used to grab me because I was the little one. They used to grab my mom's sheet by the side, and they shoved me in the middle of the sheet, and they twist me round and round, as in like they'd like a swing, you know?
Oh my god!
When I'd fall out. Just stupid things
but that
like
was
this,
fun.
And I think.
But that was fun, though. Those were the fun.
But this is what I'm saying.
You know?
We don't have a generation that actually knows how to play anymore like this.
Right.
Everybody's so preoccupied with their telephones.
Nobody goes outside. Right. Everybody's like, we didn't have cell phones. We rode bikes without a helmet, and like. You kids today are entitled and spoiled because we drink from the garden hose. You guys are drinking. We just bottled water. Yeah, okay.
But God, listen, we used to eat worms, Greg. We used to go out
and
sometimes I've had a few worms.
We used to do real stuff. Like we would go out. You know what? We didn't have cell phones. So we would get up, eat breakfast in the morning, like on Saturday mornings. We get up, eat breakfast. We're out the door by 7:30, all right, in the morning.
And you never used to
and
come back
we
until about 8 o'clock at night?
No. You know what time we had to come back in? Babe, you know what time? We had to be home before the street lights came on. That's when we had to be home.
Yeah.
We had to be home before the street lights came on. And those kids today, they don't know what it's like to go outside and play. We had conversations like you and I have every day. That's the kind of – we had real friends. We had real friends. And I never – and back in the day, we didn't have bullying. We didn't call it bullying. You even got your ass beat, and you beat some ass. And that was it.
Gotcha.
But you still remain friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I don't understand – go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Go. Carry on.
I don't understand this. How can you get bullied over the computer by somebody you never met? I just don't understand that.
But Greg, people die from this shit. This is This is like so sad. You know, that a child.
It is crazy.
Especially kids that get.
Right.
It's unbelievable the amount of suicide that is caused. This is exactly
what
I'm saying to you.
Right.
The mental health of children now, the mental health of adults now, is because they've you know, they don't, they have a lack of oxygen in their bodies, in the sense that they don't go out, they don't go walking, they don't spend any time in nature. They're locked up in rooms, you know, playing video games or playing
video
on their
games
phones
texting,
or watching YouTube or whatever it is.
Yes. That is insane.
It's a different ball game altogether. You know, I remember doing cartwheels, you know, doing cartwheels down the road and, you know, all of these amazing things that we did as kids. But the other thing is, Greg, and the worrying thing is...
Wait, hold on. Hold on, Can you do a cartwheel now?
I can do cartwheels.
Can you do a cartwheel now?
I can do a blitz and the cartwheel. Yes, I used to be a gymnast, Greg. In my heyday, I'm flexible, double jointed, dear, double jointed, very very flexible. But it's
All right, fellas.
What was I going to say?
Calm down, calm down, calm down.
But anyway, on a serious note, when we're talking about letting kids out, the problem is, Greg, and can I be really honest with you, in the 70s, when I was a kid and I was running around on my bike and on my scooter and God knows what else, there wasn't the fear that somebody's going to pick me up and abduct me.
Right,
and I think
right.
nowadays,
that's right.
We've
You're
got
right.
we've got people
that's
traveling around in cars, you know, picking up kids,
looking,
you know, trafficking
stealing kids.
It's just a
crazy.
Different world we live in.
Crazy.
It is such a different world
we
live in.
We live in a twisted and sick world, babe. It's a twisted and sick world, I think.
Do you know what, Greg? Today, and this is how bad it is, and some people might call me overprotective, but I'm not. I really am not.
No,
my daughter, bless her, wanted to go and stay, have a sleepover at one of her
uh-huh.
friends' houses.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me tell you something.
Right.
I've never allowed any of my kids to have any sleepovers anywhere, because you know why?
Yeah.
Because
right.
of the shit that I've heard that have gone on beforehand.
Right.
I know when
crazy.
They're asleep in their bed, they're safe, okay? But to
right.
allow them
right.
to go out
right.
where I don't know where they're going or what they're doing and who's in that house anymore, that, you know, you've
right.
got people,
right.
it's just such a scary, we've been brought
crazy.
Into a world now where you just, you can't let kids be kids sometimes. And I know we talk about
right.
it, but you can't let kids
right.
be kids because you're worried about their safety. And if people
right.
think I'm
always,
wrong,
always.
You know, I'd be very keen
no,
to hear
right.
what people's thoughts
yeah.
are.
Yeah. No, you are definitely right. Well, you know what, Sophia? We're going to have to cut it short because we were supposed to play some commercials and we didn't. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna let you have the last word, and then we're gonna go to a music,
okay.
and we're gonna take it out with a music, okay? So guys, we want to thank you all for listening to the Greg and Sophia Vibe. If you guys want to contact us, you know how to get a hold of us on our social media or even on this phone. We would love to hear. We do this every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we got the Quiet Storm on Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The music of Earth, Wind, and Fire. I want to thank everybody. We want to thank everybody for purchasing our book, Emma's
European Adventure.
I just had a brain fire. European Adventure. But guys, I'm going to let Sophia have the last word. Go ahead, babe.
Listen, it's a pleasure to be back on again, actually. It's been a bit odd not being around for the last couple of weeks. But listen, live life, guys. Live it big. That's all I can say. And, you know, do what your heart tells you to do. We've got it. We have one life. Let's live it. That's it. That's all I can say. So, yeah. Wishing
all right.
you all the best,
so
guys.
We will see.
And,
yes,
we will
see you guys. We will see
week.
You guys on Saturday. All right, guys. We love you. We're out.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
What you got until you get what you need, y'all. got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.
y'all doing that?
And high flyers. Are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate your travel experience with GrexJet, the ultimate luxury jet service. Our cutting-edge fleet features the finest aircraft. With GrexJet, you'll soar through the skies in the epitome of luxury and sophistication. Wherever you want to go, GrexJet will take you there, from bustling cities of the United States the exotic destinations worldwide. Our flights will transport you seamlessly to your desired location. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Step into a world of luxury and book your next journey with GrexJet today. Call us now on 212-951-1324 or visit our website at www.grexjet.net. GrexJet, redefining luxury air travel, one flight at a time.